Here's check on stores we're following for you this morning on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly cloudy day with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, a high near 80. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, over the weekend, Salisbury pro-abortion rally drew over 200-plus women and men, mirroring protests around the country, expressing opposition to the threat of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. More than 200 women and men gathered on the town green to voice their views. The event was organized by town residents Barbara Maltby and Sophia DeBoyer, who are activists that have rallied people over causes in the past. Litchfield Land Trust added new property to its portfolio on Friday when it acquired 28 Russell Street, a former train station that served as the northern terminus of the Chappaug Railroad. Peter and Susan Aziz of Norfolk donated the building, and it's roughly 2 acres, to the trust. The deal was closed at Kramer and Anderson Law Firm by attorneys representing the Land Trust and the Aziz. Quote, the building has served us well back in the day, but is no longer of use, so we're happy to give it to the Land Trust, according to Susan Aziz during that closing. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum has announced a makeover grant that is good for 2022. It's part of a program of the Conservation ConCT and funded through a grant from Connecticut Humanities of the Connecticut for League of Historic Organizations. The Museum Makeover Grant provides Sharon Historical Society and Museum with 2 site visits from expert museum curators. The expert curators will examine the exhibit areas, collections, and work with staff on small-scale proof-of-concept exhibits for implementation in October of 2022. In addition, the Humanities will provide up to $3,000 to help cover the cost of implementing a mini-exhibition. The Douglas Library has added a Fill the Bag $5 book sale to their plant sale event coming up on Saturday the 21st from 10 to 1. Bags are provided, upstairs books only. They're still accepting plant donations for their plant sale. Please make sure they are in containers. Contact the library at 860-824-7863 for more information. Due to the overwhelming response of the HHW event held on May 7th, Columbia County will be holding a waste collection day on Sunday, June 5th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fire Training Center, 50 Grand Donetti Road in Ghent, located in the Commerce Park. The entrance to the event will be from Route 66 side only, Vendor Boulevard, and those participating will then exit on Route 9H. Blue and Gold has moved, of course, to Housatonic Valley Regional High School in the library. Opening reception is Friday, May 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. Award ceremony at 5 p.m. The gallery is officially changing its name at the library, going from Two Walls Gallery to the Kircher-Monsell Gallery, honoring Lynn Kircher for her years of dedication and service to the arts program. The official unveiling of the new Tim Prentice sculpture in the library reading room, a kinetic sculpture, the first public showing of a documentary about the Prentice sculpture created by Hoosie student who is heading to film school after graduation, then the awarding of prizes for student work, including newly named award, the Tino and Susan Galuzzo Award for Excellence. The Sharon Women's Club raffle will be held. Now there will be over 90 student works on display by current students and by students who graduated during the vast couple of COVID years. Meetings coming up in our area in Sharon. The American Rescue Plan Act meeting is tonight at 4:30. Zoning Board of Appeals at 6 p.m. in Salisbury. At 6:30, Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village. Special meeting of the Board of Selectmen at 3 p.m. And then the Board of Finance has a special meeting at 6:30 p.m. In Kent, Northwestern Connecticut Transit District Board of Directors special meeting at 8:30 this morning. Architectural Review Board special meeting at 5:30 tonight. And the Park and Recreation regular meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Village of Millerton has their Board of Trustees regular meeting. That is tonight at 6 p.m. in Dover. Town of Dover Planning Board meeting goes on from 7 till 9 p.m. tonight. And in Sheffield, the Select Board has a meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring lunch, featuring dinner specials, a tapas menu, and more, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,196.66. The NASDAQ at 11,805.00, and the S&P 500 at 4,023.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.